Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Gimel. We left off on daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are at five lines from the bottom of the page of Ein Mevarchin. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. Avishai Newman, Lezecher Nishmas, his father Chaim Naftali, Ben Yaakov Shlomo, whose yahrzeit is today, the Neshama Shev Naliyah. It's also sponsored by Shaki Klar, Lila Nishmas Yenti Bas Avram, Neshama Shev Naliyah, and also by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. So we are holding again daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we're at the two dots. And the first thing we're going to discuss is which neros one is allowed to recite a bracha on of Bori Ma'ori Ha'esh. Yesterday we discussed at the very end what the proper text of the bracha is and what the Ikar Machlokes Veisham Beis Hillel was. But now we're going to talk about Ner Sheshavas, that it's important that the Ner that one recites a bracha on be a Ner that no malacha was done with over Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to discuss. And what if you don't know where the Ner came from? How do you figure that out if it's a Jewish Ner? Or a non-Jew was using it and therefore lit it on Shabbos. Then we're going to discuss that we're only mevarich on neros, that when the neros are made for light, and besamim when the besamim are made for smell. If the neros were there for other reason, for heat, for cooking, something like that, or the besamim were made lahavir sazuama as a way of overpowering a negative odor, a foul odor, or something like that, then you would not say a bracha on it. It's only when it's made for light and made for smell, for a positive smell, only then would one recite a bracha. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss getting hana'a from the light, and what that means. That Ein Mevarchin al Ner Ad She'osu. Do you actually have to get hana'a, or is it good enough that you could get hana'a from the light? And we're also going to discuss what's better. Is it better to be the mevarich, or is it better to be the person who is ona amein? And Bez Hashem, that will take us to the end of the eighth parak of Maseches Brachos. So let's begin Nun Beis Amud Beis Ein Mevarchin. So we had said in the Mishnah that you do not recite a bracha on a ner nor on besamim shel nachrim. So it says Gemara Bishlam a ner mishum d'lo shavas. I understand why you're not going to say a bracha on a ner that belongs to a guy because it was not shavas mimleches aveira on Shabbos. The nachri used that light on Shabbos. He lit that light on Shabbos for whatever melacha he was doing, and therefore became pasul lebracha. The Rush points out in the tshuva and klal chav beis that even though a guy is allowed to do melacha on Shabbos, but since malacha was done with that ner, it's called a ner shalosh shavas, meaning we view it as if what would be if a Jew were to have done the same thing as the nachri did, and then we could determine that it is a ner shalosh shavas el b'samim maitai malah. But why is it that b'samim that comes from nachrim cannot be used for the bracha of bari b'nei b'samim? Some Rav Yidam Rav hacha b'mesivas of the chav maskinah. We're talking about b'samim that came from a su'uda that was made by Goyim, and we assume that the typical mesiva that they would make, if they would make a big feast, it was made for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it was designated for Avodah Zarah, and that's why a person should not recite a bracha on it. The Rambam writes that it seems clear from the Gemara, the Rambam paskins this, that it's only also to make a bracha on besamim when it came from a mesiva shel Goyim. But besamim that belongs to a guy that did not come from a mesiva shel Goyim, didn't come from a party of Goyim, would not be a problem. It's only a problem because it was used in the context of Avodah Zarah. However, the Beis Yosef and Archaimus and Reish Sadi Zayin says that it sounds from the Rif not that way. Why? The Rif must have had a different girsa than the Gemara, where the Rif somehow, according to the Rif's girsa, the conclusion of the Gemara is that any besamim shel Goyim is going to be asr to be mevarichan. It's not only if it comes from a mesiva, from some sort of party. Hamid Ktani Seifa, Ein Mevarchin, Lo Al Aner, Lo Al Besam Shel Avodah Zarah, Mechal Dereish Alav B'Avodah Zarah Askinan. Ask the Gemara from the fact that the Seifa of the Mishnah says, and you're also not allowed to say a bracha on Aner or Besam of Avodah Zarah. It sounds like the Reisha is not talking about something Avodah Zarah related. It's just talking about Aner or Besam that belonged to a non-Jew. Some Rabbi Chanina Misura, Matam Ka'amar. No, it's all one long sentence. Matam Ein Mevarch Lo Al Aner, Lo Al Besam Shel Akum. The reason you're not allowed to make a bracha on ner or besamim of avodah chavim is because we assume that it's stam la avodah zara. So it sounds the maskanas haGemara that even a ner shel goyim is aser because stam mesibasim shlakum is la avodah zara. That both the ner and the besamim is on account of the avodah zara. However, the Magen Mishnah points out that from the Rif and the Rosh, it sounds like there's a different gears in the Sugya, and they explain that Stam Mesiva L'Avodah Zarah was only with regard to the Besamim, but by the Ner, reason we gave initially still remains. By the ner, it's an issue of a ner shalosh shavas. It's not an issue of coming from mesiba shalavodazari. Even though we said matame rochlola ner v'lo b'sam shalakum neshestam mesiba shalavodazara, that ner is also about the mesiba. That's what our gemara says in the end. But the way many of the rishonim have it is that we still stick with the first answer that any ner shel goy is not going to be okay because it's not a ner shel shavas. Tanu Rabbanan, on the topic of a ner shel shavas, the Braisa tells us that or shel shavas mevarchen alav v'shalosh shavas ein mevarchen alav. If this fire was shavas from malacha on Shabbos, you could say a bracha on it for Avdallah. But if this fire was involved in Malacha and Shabbos, you cannot recite a bracha. So my Shabbos, my lo Shabbos, what does it mean? It was Shabbos or it was not Shabbos? E name is lo Shabbos, machmas Malacha, afi umi Malacha da teira. If you're going to tell me it means that even a Malacha that was mutter to do, this ner had no involvement in, what would be a Malacha that's mutter to do? Pikuach nefesh, you have to light a candle for pikuach nefesh, and you can't even say a bracha on that. Va'atanya, but we have a brisa that says that or shal chayev shal that if you have a candle that was lit for a woman who's giving birth, or for a person who's a chol sheish v'sakana, mevarchen alav, you can recite a bracha, because there was no issur done with that ner. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my shavas, sheshavas machmas melechas aveira. No, shavas means that there was no aveira done with that ner. Tanya nami hachi, ashashis, shehoysa delekes v'lechas kol yam kulo, if you have a flame that was lit on Erev Shabbos and was going all day, l'motzai Shabbos, you're allowed to say bracha on it for Avdallah. Why? Because it wasn't lit on Shabbos, meaning no Avera was done with it on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered an Or Shavas, and you're allowed to say a bracha on it. Tanu Rabbanan, Nachri Shehidlik mi Yisrael, v'Nachri an Motzai Shabbos, lights in there from a candle that was lit by a Jew on Shabbos, the Yisrael Shehidlik mi Nachri, or a Jew comes on Motzai Shabbos and lights in there from an existing flame that was lit by a guy on Shabbos, mevarchen alav. You're allowed to say a bracha on it for Avdallah. Nachri ain't mevarchen alav. But if a Nachri lit a candle from another candle that was lit by a Nachri on Shabbos, you don't say a bracha. Says Mar, why does that make any sense? Maishna Nachri mi Nachri delo. Why is it when a Nachri lights a candle from another candle that was lit by a Nachri, you don't say a bracha? Mishum delo Shabbos. Because the ner of the first Nachri it was not Shabbos from Lech Savera. Ihachi sol mi Nachri nami halo Shabbos. Well, then the same thing should be true. If a Jew lights a candle from the candle of a Nachri, it was also not Shavas. And if you're going to say, no, the Isser is gone now, because each moment the flame reinvents itself, because it keeps on flickering. So it's a new flame. And it's a new flame that was that came into being on Motzei Shabbos in the hand of the Yisrael. But if you're going to say that a flame reinvents itself every moment, then if a person carries a flame out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos or vice versa, he should not be chayv for Otsa'ah, because whatever he brought out was not what he left with. It's a new flame that comes every moment. The Gemara is assuming that it doesn't make a difference if you light one candle from another candle or if you just keep one candle burning. Either way, it's a new flame every moment, or it's not, meaning whatever you say about one, you say about the other, that there's not going to be a chilik between them. Eliolam di surah nami isay. So you have to say, is that a shalheves that a Jew lit, even from an initial shalheves, still has a din of the original shalheves shal iser, but it also has additional light to it. And when you're making a bracha, you're making a bracha on the new additional light that came after Shabbos. So says, okay, but if that's the case, even if a Nachri lights a candle on Motzai Shabbos from a candle that was lit by a Nachri on Shabbos, so it should be mutter to say a bracha. If it would be mutter to say a bracha on a ner that a Nachri lit from another Nachri, there's a chashash that would come to be mevarich on a ner that the first Nachri lit on Shabbos, and will be mevarich even ba'amud rishon, even on that first burst of fire before you added more heat to the fire, or more fuel to the fire. And therefore, because of that gezeira, they don't allow even lighting from a candle that was lit by one one Nachri from the flame that was lit on Shabbos of another Nachri. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Milcha Shlomo writes that it seems that if you light a ner on Shabbos be'isser al yidei grama, it would be mutter to say a bracha. And it sounds like the whole Indian is that a meleches Shabbos was done with it. We said even if a Nachri lit the candle, yeah, but a Nachri did a meleches Shabbos, that if a Yisrael were to do it, it would be usher. So in the Sefer Ma'orei Eish, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote a Sefer on electricity when he was very young. I think he was in his early 20s when he wrote the Sefer, and this Sefer sort of like put him on the map. Everyone realized that there's someone special over here. So in the Sefer Ma'orei Eish, he writes that a ner that's lit on Shabbos by a Shabbos clock that was set from Erev Shabbos, one might have said is similar to a ner that's Hudlak Ali De Nachri, that even though the Hadlak Ali De Nachri, there's no Isser, and Adraba, Gaisha Shavas is Chayiv Misa, but if a Yisrael were to do that same act, it would be an Isser, and therefore it's considered a ner Shalosh Shavas. So there's Makom to say that if it's lit by a Shabbos clock, since if a Yisrael were to light it be a daim, he would violate an Isser, so this is also a ner Shalosh Shavas. But then says Rosh Hashanah, no, there's a chilik to be made. By a Nachri, there's an Isser for Yisrael to tell the Nachri to do the Malacha on Shabbos, and therefore Yisrael has no ability to cause that ner to have been lit on Shabbos al yedei Nachri, and therefore it's considered a ner shalosh Shabbos. But a ner that's lit by a Shabbos clock, you can light it without having any problem, without violating, without getting in the way of any Isser Shabbos, and therefore it would still be considered a ner Shabbos. And after a big discussion, he says that you could say a bracha on it, because that which the Torah is makbid is not about the malacha having happened on Shabbos, but it's about the malacha being done on Shabbos, that someone did a maisa malacha on Shabbos. The fact that a Shabbos clock lights something, that's not anyone doing a maisa on Shabbos. That's just a malacha happening on its own on Shabbos, and therefore he thought that one could recite a bracha on such a ner, assuming that you're allowed to recite a bracha on electric lights, which maybe we'll discuss later in the daf. Tana Rabbanan, Hayimahale Chutz Lekrach, if a person was traveling outside of his city, V'ra'ar, he saw a fire, but he doesn't know, did it belong to a Nachri or Yisrael? Imrov Nachri Vein Mevarech, Imrov Yisrael Mevarech. If you go by the majority of the people in the town, it's like the Mishnah says in Masechta Sorios, if you have an abandoned baby and you don't know if he's Jewish or not Jew, so you go with the Rov, if it's Rov Yisrael. So it says, but wait a second, Hagufa Kasha, Amrit, and Rov Nachri Meinu Mevarech, HaMechzal Mechza Mevarech. It sounds like if the population is exactly 50-50, you would say a bracha, V'hadetani, and Rov Yisrael Mevarech. But then it says, in Rov Yisrael, you do say a bracha, HaMechzal Mechza Einu Mevarech. Makes it sound like if it's Mechzal Mechza, you don't say a bracha. So which is it? What do you do when it's 50-50? So B'dinu Dafi Mechzal Mechza Nami Mevarech. Really, if it's 50-50, you say a bracha. V'ayid Tana Reisha, Rov Nachrim Tana Sefer, Rov Yisrael. But once the Reisha says Rov Nachrim, we use the term Rov Yisrael in the Sefer. But really, you don't even need Rov Yisrael, you just need Mechza Yisrael in order to be Mevarech. Tana Rabbanah, Yimali Chutzal Krach V'roa, Tinok V'avuka B'yado. You're going outside of the city and you see a child carrying an avuka. So Bodek Achrav and Yisrael Mvarech and Nachri and Mvarech. Try to figure out if he's a Jewish kid or not. If he's a Jewish kid, you could say a bracha. If he's not a Jewish kid, you can't say a bracha. So Ma'ir Yatinok, Afilu Gadol Nami. Why do you have to say a child? Even if it's a Gadol, you have the same issue. Find out if he's a Jew or not. So Amr B'dam Rav, Hachav B'samach L'Shkia Sacham Haskinan. We're talking about a case where you see him carrying a candle right after Shkia Sachama. So Gadol Mucha Milsa Tavadei Nachriyu. If he's a Gadol, he's definitely a Nachri, because Yisrael would not be carrying a torch so soon after dark, so you don't have to look into it. But Tinok, Emar Yisraelu, Ikri V'Nakit, and it could be that he's a Jew, and B'mikra, he took a ner right after Shkia Sachama. So you have to, that's Dafka by a Tinok. I guess it happens to be that with adults, the assumption is that they're not running to immediately turn on the television as soon as Shabbos is over, but or whatever, to go on the internet, I don't know, whatever malacha needs to be done. But with a kid, as soon as Shabbos is over, it's over now, and right away they're going to run, and they're going to do. So when it comes to a child, you can assume that it's possible that he's a Jew, even though it's right after Shabbos. Tan Rabban, Hayimahali Chutz Lekrach V'ra Or Im Avik Apia Kivshan. If a person is going outside of a city and he sees a fire, and if the fire is thick, like the opening of a kivshan, which is a large fire that makes a good illuminating light, that's the point, that it illuminates, because only a light that illuminates can you say a bracha bari mari eish. If the light is only to cook something, you don't say bari mari eish. So mevarich alav v'im lav. But if it's not such a large fire, it doesn't really illuminate. Einu mevarich alav. Then you could assume it was just made for bishul, and you're not allowed to be mevarich on it, even though it does provide some illumination, enough illumination even, but it's not made for illumination. Tanicha, do we have one brayse that says arshel kivshem mevarich alav? V'tanya idach. Another brayse says einu mevarich alav. Now you don't make a bracha on arshel kivshem. So lo kasha. Habitchila halabasof. The brayse that says not to say a bracha is when they're first burning the rocks, the stones. Then it's clearly just made for the sreifa. It's not really made for the or. But the lebasof, after the avanim are already burnt, so then they add extra fire in order to make a big light, and then you could say a bracha on it because then it was made for the light. Tanicha the or shel tanur shel kiraim varchan alav. The or of an oven or a stove, you can recite a bori mori eish during avdallah on. V'tanya idach in mevarchan alav. Another brayse says no, you can't. So lo kasha habitchil alav. Also not a stira. The brayse that does not allow it is talking about at the beginning of the lighting of the tanur before they put the bread in the oven, that was clearly made to bake the bread and not for light. Whereas lebesof, the brayse that says that you're allowed to say a bracha on it is talking after the bread is already in and they're still lighting more in order that the fire should get larger so that they could use it for the light. So as long as there was something added there for the light, you're allowed to recite a bracha on it. Tanicha, the or shel beis haknesset shel beis hamedrash, the light of the beis haknesset beis hamedrash. That you see in a Mosai Shabbos lit in a shul mevarchan lav. You can say bari mari eish v'tani idach in mevarchan lav. The other bray says no, you can't. Lo kasha hadi ika adam chashuv hadaleka adam chashuv. The bray that says that you can't is talking about there's an adam chashuv in the Beis HaKnesses. So min astam they lit it for the covenant of the adam chashuv and not for the light. But when there's no adam chashuv, so min astam they lit it for the light and therefore you're allowed to say a bracha. That's one way of understanding it. There's machlokes rishonim whether it's that way or the reverse. But let's say that. That way. Or maybe they're both talking about where there's an adam chashuv lo kasha. Hadika chazana, hadaleka chazana. The brisa that allows saying a bracha is talking about where there's a shamish that eats in the Beis HaKnesses, so the ner is for him to be able to eat using that light. So it was made to illuminate. So you can say a bracha. The brisa that says that you are not allowed to say a bracha is talking about where there is no shamish that lives in the Beis HaKnesses, so it was only made for the covenant of the adam chashuv and not to illuminate for the shamish and his family. V'iva yisema havaha di'ika chazana, or maybe they're both talking about where there's a shamish lokasha. Hadi'ika siara hadaleka siara, that the brisa that asers is saying a bracha is when there's a very illuminating moon that the shamish could have used that light. So clearly the extra light that he added was only for the cover of the adam chashuv. But when the moon is not out, it's seen under cloud cover, so he didn't have any other light. So then you could assume that the lights that he lit in the Beis HaKnesses were for his own benefit to illuminate the Beis HaKnesses. If people were sitting in the Beis Medrash and they were learning, and then someone brought a ner on Motzai Shabbos, so Beishami says each person individually should say the bracha. Now you give a clap on the bima, stop everyone, and one person says the bracha for everybody. Why? That the more people are involved in glorifying the Ribbono Shel Olam, the greater the glory is, and that's true of a human king. So certainly it's true b'malchus shemayim when many people do a mitzvah together, that's a fulfillment of Barav Am. So a lot of the Rishonim raised the question, the Rashba and others, that the Gemara had said back on Daf Mem Beis when it comes to the bracha of Hamotzi on bread, that if they were not Beheseba to eat together, each one should be Mevarich La'atzmo and they should not be Yotze with Birchas Chavero. Aye, what happened with Barav Am Hadras Melech? So he says, no, that's Dafka by bread when it's the Derech to eat it Beheseba. If they're not being Mesiv, it's showing that they don't want to be Kaveh themselves to have a meal together. So each one is Mevarich La'atzmo. By Birchas Ner, it's not normal to do Heseba. And therefore, the fact that one of them wants to be mevarik for all of them, that itself is considered enough of a kvius that you can be yotze, motzi, the other person. Tamid Rabbi Yonah suggests further that by birch saner, they're mitzarif even without a seba, because they're all being nana at the same time from the same ner. When it comes to eating bread, each one is eating his own bread. The only way to be mitzarif them as a single unit is through a seva when they lean together. But anyway, that's the shita of the Beis Hillel, that better to have Ravam Hajus Mel. So Bish, some Beis Hillel Farshi Taima. So Beis Hillel gives a very good reason why one person should say the bracha for everybody. El Beis Shammai Mai Taima. But what's the sort of Beis Shammai? Why doesn't Beis Shammai think the same? So Ksar Bnei Bidl Beis Medrash, because Beis Shammai says it's going to cause Bittul Torah. They're going to have to give a clap on the bima, and everyone's going to stop learning, and that's Bittul Beis Medrash. And you don't have to be Mevatel the Beis Medrash. The Stama Beis Hillel would be Moda that it is Bittul Beis Medrash, but Baravam beats out the concern of Bittul Beis Medrash. There's a tshuva Rav Vosner has in Shevet Alevi. He was talking about a person is in the middle of davening, in parts of davening where you're supposed to answer, maybe before Hodu or whatever, and there are other people davening Bekol Ram Birchas HaShachar right next to him. So they keep saying the Birchas HaShachar out loud. So he's going to stop like every 2 seconds in Karbanos to answer Amen to the Birchas HaShachar. He's never going to get through his Karbanos and will certainly mess him up trying to get through the Karbanos. So first he discusses what the Achronim say in the tour, that there's no Chiyuv to answer Amen if after a Mevarich, if his Kavana is for the Yisrael HaMevarich or Lunakri, and the Halach L'das HaKol, there's a Chiyuv to answer Amen after any Yisrael who's Mevarich, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. But he says maybe when there's a Chashash B'tul Torah and the Hefzik B'emtza Inyan, then for sure you wouldn't have to answer. And he brings the Raya that Beis Shammai says, the Bittul Beis HaMedrash. And he says, it's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel also agrees Bittul Beis HaMedrash. He just thinks for Ravam. So maybe B'nai Bittul Beis HaMedrash would be a good enough reason not to be Ona Amein, and Bittul Tefila would be included in that same Inyan of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Tani Nam Yachi, Shul Beis Ram Gamliya Lo Yomrim Marpei, that B'Beis HaMedrash, B'nai Bittul Beis HaMedrash. They wouldn't say Marpei in the Beis HaMedrash because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. What's Marpei? Says Rashi, Lo Adam HaMesati Shurgim Lomar Asfasa, that a person would sneeze and they would say bless you. So they wouldn't even say that for the Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Says the Gilyan HaShas Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side of the page, why do we say bless you when a person sneezes? Such a strange thing. A person, any other, we had a whole list of bodily functions back on Daf Chav Dalid that you're not allowed to do during tefillah. Sneezing was just one of them. We don't say bless you by all the other bodily. A person burps, we don't say bless you. A person passes gas, we don't say bless you. Why is it when a person sneezes, just an uncontrollable bodily function, that we say bless you? So the Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Gilyan HaShas writes, V'ubi pirkei d'Rav Elazar perken in Beis, miyom shenivru shemayim va'aretz, lo haya adam chola, ele im haya b'derech, o b'shuk v'ya otesh, v'nishmasu yotzi min chirev, that it used to be, no one ever got sick, that a person would die by sneezing, and their neshama would leave. Ad sheva Yaakov vinu b'kesh rachamim v'amar, ribon kol olamim, al tikach nafshi meni ad sheh tzaveh ez banayu b'nosai, v'netalo. Until Yaakov vinu said, I'd like some warning before I die, because I would like to talk to my family before I die. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillah and made this thing called illness before one dies, and weakness. That the point is that now Kadosh Baruch Hu turned what used to be a sign of death into life, that you could still live through a sneeze. So that's why we say bless you. That's why we say merape or whatever, all these different things, gesundheit, when a person sneezes. That's what it's based on, says Rabbi Kiveger. We also say you don't make a bracha on the ner b'samim that were designated for mason. My time, ner l'kavod u'davide. The ner was made for the covet of the mace, not to illuminate. B'sam l'v'rirech u'davide. And the b'sam were made so to overcome the negative aroma of the dead body. Amru v'dam rav. Kol shem tzim l'fan of b'yom u'b'layla. If a person that died was an adam chashuv to the point that they would light neros even during the daytime for his levaya, Ein mevarchin lo, then such a ner you don't make a bracha on, because clearly it's only for kavod. V'kol she'ein motzi in the fun of ela b'layla mevarchin lo. But if it's a kind of a levaya that they only light neros at night, so obviously they're doing that for illumination. They would not have lit these neros during the day, so it's not for kavod, and therefore you could say a bracha on such neros. Amar afunu v'samer shal beis hakisei. The besum that they put in the Beis HaKisei to overpower the smell, the shemen ha'asir la'havir hazuama, or the shemen, the fragrant shemen that they would bring at the end of the su'uda to rub on their hands to take the yucky smell off their hands. Ein mevarchin lo, you don't make a birch sareach on it, even though you are enjoying the smell, because it's not really for the hana'as hareach, it's really to get rid of a bad reach. Do you mean to say that that's a rule, that whenever it's not made for a positive reich, you don't say a bracha? How many times do you say a bracha when you go into a perfume shop? So if you only go in once, even if you sit there all day, one bracha. But every time you come in again, you leave and you come in again, a new bracha. The perfume shop happens to smell memela, because that's what they're selling there. But it's not made in order to smell, and yet you're still saying a bracha on it. Says Gemara, you think it's not made in order to smell? Of course it is. In they dafka make it smell so that people will smell it as they're passing by, and then they're going to want to come to buy from it. They're going to say, what's that delicious smell? Right? They have like that with bakery sometimes, that they dafka make it that the smell should waft out of the bakery, so that when you walk by, you'll smell and say, oh, that smells delicious, and you'll want to come in and buy something. So it's dafka made for the reach. Person's outside of the city and he smells a smell, a good smell. Im rov of the chavim enum varich. If it's rov of the chavim, you cannot say a bracha because you have to assume it's b'sham shal v'dzara. Im rov Yisrael mevarich. If it's rov Yisrael, he does say a bracha. Rav Yosef Rav Yisrael, Rav Yisrael nami enum varich neshem v'nos Yisrael mekatros l'kshavim. Even if it's rov Yisrael nebuch, we cannot say a bracha because many of the Jewish girls are make b'samim in the house in order to be mefayes shadim that they shouldn't be mazik v'chola and such a reyach. Can be mevarichan because it's not made for hanas reich. They're doing it for kshafim. They're doing it for the purposes of shadim. Atu kulu kshafim mekatran. Is that what all the Jewish girls are doing? They're all burning incense for kishuf. So havele miyuta kshafim miyuta nami legamer sakelim. No, some are doing for kishuf and some are doing in order to make the clothing smell nice. So they're burning incense to make the clothing smell nice. Ishtakach ruba delav lerecha avid. But when you put the two minorities together, so you have more than 50%. Of the besam that are being burnt is not for a positive reich. V'kol ruba de lav the reich avid lo mevarich, and whatever it's not l'reich, so you can't say a bracha. Amrav chia baraba amrav yochra mahalik barvish shabbosos b'tivari of motzoi shabbos b'tzipore ve'riach reich. If a person's walking erev shabbos in tivari motzoi shabbos in tzipore and he smells a smell and he doesn't know what it's for, what the smell was made for, ein mevarich neshechaskasa ein asay el legamer b'asakelim. You have to assume that it was made just to make clothing smell better and is therefore not a positive reyach. If a person is walking in shuk shel avodah zarah, he smells besamim and he wants to smell it, meaning he smells it bekavana, he's doing an aveira of getting hana'a from avodah zarah. So that's Amud Aleph essentially could be summarized in the sentence that any ner that's not for the sake of illumination and any besamim that's not for the sake of a positive aroma, a positive fragrance, one is not allowed to recite a bracha on. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis. Now, vein mevarchin al aner ad sheyosu. You're not allowed to say bracha on a ner unless you benefit from the light of the ner. Amar vidam rav lo yeosu yosu mamish. You don't have to actually benefit from the ner. El kol sheilu omid b'karv mishtavish laura v'afilu b'richuk makom. You just need to be close enough that if you just need the light to be good enough that if you were closer, you would be able to benefit from it, even though you happen to be standing at a distance where you're unable to benefit from it. That would be good enough. As long as the ner itself is a kind of ner that is light enough that one can get benefit from it. V'cheinam Ravashi, b'richuk makom sheninu. And Ravashi says that that's exactly what Ramesh was talking about, that you're not close by. So they ask on Ravashi, ha'isalo ner tumuna b'cheiko. Oh, Bipanas. They have a ner that's hidden in a glass. O Sharash shall have a slow nishtamish la'ora. Or you see a flame and you don't use the light. O nishtamish la'ora v'la'ora shall have us. Or you see the light but you don't see the actual source. You don't see the flame. Ainam meaning it's around the corner. So you see the light coming out but you don't see the actual flame. Ainam varachat shir shall have us v'ishtamish la'ora. You can only say bracha if you see the flame and you use the or. So bishla nishtamish la'ora v'la'ora shall have us mishkach sadakai mekaren zavis. I get how it could be that you're using the or but you don't see the shalheves, it's around the corner, so you don't see the actual source of the flame. El ra shalheves lo nishtamish laura hechim shkachsel. But how could it be that you see the flame and you're not nishtamish laura? Lav de merachaka, isn't it talking about where you're at a distance from it and therefore you're not able to be nana from where you are? But if you would have been closer, you would have been able to be nana. And it says you don't say a bracha. So that's a kasha, Ravina and Ravashi, who both said that as long as the light was strong enough that one could benefit from it, even if you're at a great distance, you do say a bracha. Says Mar lo. going to Am Yavazla. We're not talking about a case where you're far away in the Brisa. It's talking about where the flame flickers a lot, and therefore it becomes hard to benefit from such a flame, even if you're right next to it. That flame, you don't say a bracha on, but a solid, good flame that you just happen to be too far away from, you would be allowed to say a bracha on. Tan Rabban, Gachalim lo chashos mevarchan aleihen. Omemos in varchan aleihen. If you have coals that are burning, you say a bracha on them, but if they're not burning anymore, you don't say a bracha. Heichidami lo chashos. What does it mean that it's lo chashos? How burning do they have to be? Some Rav Chisa, kol shi lumachnas tachem kisem v'dolakas me'aleha. If you could put a match in it and it would light up from that coal, then it's still burning. Ibailu, omemos with an aleph, omemos with an ayin. What's the word when we're talking about dying coals? Are you talking about almost with an aleph, or is it almost with an ayin? So Tashma Adam Rav Chista Bar Avdimi, Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Arazim lo amamuhu began elukim. All of the Arazim did not dim the image of a particular erez that we're talking about over there, because it was more beautiful than all the surrounding trees. So we see that the lashon of chashecha, of darkening or dimming, is almost with an ayin, and that's the raya. So it says Rava Amar Ye Osu Mamish. Rava says, I disagree with the assessment up until this point. Up until this point, we said that a ner you don't have to actually get enough from the ner; it just has to be a strong enough ner that if one were close enough, they'd be able to get hana'a. Says Rava, I disagree. I think you actually have to get hana'a from the ner. V'kama, and how close do you have to be in order to get hana'a? Amar Ula Kadesh Yaakov Ben Isra Lepundion. You have to get close enough to be able to tell the difference between two coins. Chiski Amar Kadesh Yaakov Ben Meluzma Shal Tveria Lemeluzma Shal Tzipori. Two weights that they would use, the one in Tveria, one in Tzipori, to be able to distinguish between them by the light. Rav Yehuda Mevarich Adabei Adadaila. Rav Yehuda used to say a bracha on Ner of Avdala, and the Ner that was lit in the house of Adadaila. He was, even though he lived far away from him, because he held that you don't have to stand so close to the Ner, as long as the Ner is strong enough. Rava Mevarich Adabei Gorya Barchama. Rava would say a bracha on the Ner that was lit on a house that was very close to him, because Rava held that you have to stand very close by. Abaye Mevarich Adabei Baravua. And Abaye said a bracha on the Ner that was lit in the house of Baravua. And it doesn't say in Rashi how Abaye held. I mean, we don't know how close he lived to Baravua, whether he just was able to see it or was able to actually benefit from the Ner. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ein Mechazon al Or Kederek Shel Mechazon al Mitzvos. A person who doesn't have Ner Avdala has no chiv to be Tareach himself, to go find a Ner in order to be Mevarich on it, like you would for other mitzvos, like a lulav or whatever, where there's a chiv to be Tareach Acharav in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Amar Rav Zeira min Reish Hav Mahadarna. He says, Rav Zeira said, you know, I used to always work really hard to try to find a ner to say a bracha on. But even the shaman la hadra of Yehuda Merav and anami lo madarna aliimik lelimemela mevarichna. So he says, but then I gave up on that practice because once I heard that you don't really have to do that, so I don't do that. So why don't you have to do that? Meaning you would think that it's a mitzvah. Why wouldn't you have to go and find a ner? So the Ramban explains, because the birchas haner is a birchas hashevach that mevarich hakadosh baruch hu on the or haner, but by chol we don't say bracha on it because we're constantly using it. It's only on Shabbos and Yom Kippur where we're not allowed to use it throughout the course of the day. The Iker Tashmish and Hana'a is being mischadish right now. So just like you don't have to look for Brachim or Ra'amim and Re'iyas Yama Gadol in order to be Mvarich a Birchas HaShevach, so too you don't have to look at a Ner. They say that was the story with Rav Steinemann, I think, that when he came on the Chizuk trip to America, they were flying over I don't know where, the Alps maybe or somewhere, when he was going to different places, and they said, oh, take a look, it's the Alps, it's such a beautiful, and he had his head in the Gemara Yavamis. He says, Yavamis is beautiful also, meaning you don't have to, that's for sure a Kiyum Mitzvah. But to dafka go out of your way, to look at nice things. Yeah, you say a bracha when you appreciate it, but you don't have to go out of your way just to say a birchas hashevach. The Ravid writes that it's dafka by Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, so you don't have to be mechazer achar aner. But by Motzei Yom Kippur, you do need to be mechazer achar aner. And the Tzlach explains, but why that would be. But that's the chiluk that the Raven makes. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Misha Achal, a person who eats and forgot and he didn't say a bracha achrona. So Bishami says you got to go back to where you were to say the bracha. Mishael says, nah, you say the bracha wherever you are right now. Some Rav Zid Vitei Rav Dimi Bar Abba Machlokas Bishachach Avol Bemezid Devarei Kol Yachsul Mekom Vivarek. The Machlokas is only if you forgot. But if you Bemezid didn't say a bracha achrona, then you better get back there and say the bracha. So pshita v'shachach tanan. Of course, that's what it means. It says the word v'shachach. Now, ma'od detem hu adin afil b'mezid. I might have thought the same is true if you did it b'mezid. V'od detani v'shachach lo diachach kochen de v'shamay. And it only says v'shachach to tell me that v'shamay is so machmir that even if you were shachach, you got to go back. So kamash malan. That's why Rav Zid has to tell me it's dafka that if you're shachach. But even Beis Hillel would say you have to go back if you were mezid. Tanya amul la Beis Hillel v'shamay. So Beis Hillel argued to the v'shamay. L'divreichem. Think about how hard this is for people. What are you telling people to do? Mishachal Barosh Abira, Vishachach Viyar Vlaberich. A person ate at the top of the Empire State Building, and then he came all the way down, and there were no elevators in those days, and he didn't say a bracha yet. Yachsel Barosh Abira Viyavarich. He's now got to climb up all those flights of stairs again just to say a bracha. Someone Visham Vesilah, so Visham said back, I don't understand. The Divrechem. Mishachach Harniki Barosh Abira Loyala Vitlana. If he left his wallet up there, you don't think he's going to go back up there to get it? So the Kvod Atzma, well, the Kvod Shemayim, Lokolshkein. If you do this l'kvod atzma, why wouldn't he have to do it l'kvod shamayim? The Ben Yoyada raises the question, it's not really fair, meaning by the Arniki, if you don't go back up, you're going to lose it, you're not going to have it. The bracha, you're not going to lose the bracha entirely. Beis Hillel is not saying don't bench. Beis Hillel says bench where you are now. They're not saying don't bench at all. So Ben Yoyada suggests that even in the mashal, the Arnuk, he's not going to lose the Arnuk that because he could wait until he finds someone else that goes there. But nevertheless, because he's nervous about it, he's going to want to go and get it right now. So it is even just the timing issue. So now the Gemara brings a number of Maisalach to tell us to be Machmir, to be knowing like Beshame. And we need Maisalach to tell us this because normally you're not allowed to be, we had Dafir Aleph, you're not allowed to be Machmir like Shitas Beshame. Hanu Trey Talmidi, there were two Talmidim that did not say Bracha, they did not bench where they ate. So Chad Avid Veshogeg Beshame. One of them, even though he did it Veshogeg, nevertheless he was Machmir to go back like Beshame. Vashka Charnaka Dedava. When he came back, he found a wallet full of gold. And one of them did like Beis Hillel, but in the case of Mezid, where even Beis Hillel wouldn't say that you're allowed to do like Beis Hillel. So and they were eaten by a lion, so it didn't end so well for the fellow who didn't go back. Rabbi Bar Chana have a kazal b'sheyarta. He was going on a caravan. He ate and he forgot to say a bracha achrona. Amar. So now the caravan had moved on. So he said, Hey Chiyavid, what am I going to do? If I tell everyone I forgot to say a bracha, they'll say just bench here. What do you have to go back to say a bracha? Wherever you're benching, Hashem hears you. So we don't have to hold up the whole trip just so that you can say a bracha. So it would be better if I tell them I forgot a yona shel zahav, an image of a bird made out of gold. So he said, wait for me so I can go back to get something chashuv. I lost this yona of gold. So Azul Varech, he went back and he said the bracha. And a nace happened, he actually found a yona made out of zahav, so he had what to show for it in the end of the day. Umayshna yona, why dafka did he say yona? He could have said any bird, he could have said anything. Dimitili kineses yisrael li yona, because the Jewish people are compared to a yona. Tichsiv, kanfe yona nechba v'kesef v'vrosa b'yirak rak charutz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Yumos HaOlam that when you're enjoying your life, so I've wrapped the notzos of my yonah of Knesset Yisrael in kesef and its wings in gold that is meshubach and Torah mitzvos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comparing Am Yisrael to yonah and mitzvos to the kanfe yonah. That's why we compare tefillin to the kanfe yonah. The Gemara says in Masech Shabbos, my yonah in tzol esel b'knafeh, just like a yonah protects itself with its wings. So Af Yisrael in tzol esel b'mitzvos, Klal Yisrael protects itself with its mitzvos. The Emasai, who we said till when could he be mevarich? So until he digests the food. So Gemara brings a machlok samarayim. Kamashir equal. How long does that take? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Kozman Shein Rav. Rishlag Shem Kozman Sheyitzma Machmas Achilaso. Either so long as he doesn't get hungry again, or Rishlag says as long as he could still be thirsty on account of the food that he ate. Amalei Rav Yehem Rishlag Marzutra VaAmila Rav Yehem Bar Shizvi LeMarzutra Mi Amar Rishlagish Achidus. Rishlagish really say that way. VaAmar Rav Ami Amar Rishlagish Kamashir equal. that the shir equal is the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil, which we'll assume is 72 minutes. When you eat very little, the shir is so long as you're still thirsty. When you eat a lot, the shir is 4 mil. We then said that if wine comes, the Mishnah said, you answer amen after Yisrael is mevarich, but not after a kut is mevarich, unless you hear the entire bracha. So we're talking about that you're chayv in that bracha that you're hearing, what the Gemara assumes, and you want to be yotze with the answering of amen. So the member of Yisrael, how can it be that you hear there's a bracha you need to be yotze? You hear Yisrael say only part of the bracha, you can answer amen and be yotze. No, you don't need to be yotze the bracha. That's when you answer amen, even on a partial bracha. We're talking about you did not eat with them. So he said, quickly, you should be the one to say the bracha. If you have a chance, try to be the guy that says the bracha. Does this mean that it's better to say the bracha than answer amen? Better to answer amen than to say the bracha. You're right. They have the lesser troops start the war, start the battle, and then the special ops, the real strong troops, come in and finish off the battle. So amen is the end of a bracha. We had that earlier in the Masechta also, that you know, you're not botzeya until yichla amen mipia onim, because that's the end of the bracha. So it says Martanai Titania, Echlam Varak, Mechron Amen, Vimashma, Al Shaman Varak, Yosemina Ona Amen. That it's Machlokas Tanaim, whether it's better to say Amen or better to be the one to say the bracha. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll finish up the last couple of lines of the parak tomorrow. We'll move on, Bez Hashem, to the world parak.